This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Mike Tannenbaum, the former general manager, former NFL executive, appears regularly on many of ESPN's studio programs, and one of the smarter NFL people I've ever been around. Mike joins us on the program. Mike, I was mentioning this prior to the commercial break. I thought the big winner, one of the big winners yesterday, was Tua Tagovailoa, because at the start of the season, it felt like the Dolphins said, if this doesn't go well, we still have some draft picks, and we could use that to take a quarterback here. And you're going to probably pick up his fourth year, you know, his option here after this next season with what he's doing this year. What do you think the Dolphins said about Tua without saying anything yesterday?
Yeah, Dan, great to be with you. And I completely agree with you. You know, it's interesting when you look at next year's first round, Seattle with Geno Smith playing really good, Philadelphia, who has Jalen Hurts playing well, and then Houston and Detroit. Those are the four teams that have two first round picks. And now Miami is one of five teams that doesn't have a first-round pick. So I completely agree with you. I think they sent a massive message that, hey, Tua is our guy. And look, let's face it, when he's healthy, he's played well this year. Yeah. Now, if I'm them, I have to hold my breath a little bit in terms of can he get through the rigors of a 17-game season. I would fortify the offensive line. But clearly, when you look at winners and losers, I would put Tua at the very top.
Bradley Chubb going to the Dolphins, and I understand Denver saying, all right, we're not going anywhere. We're not going to pay this guy $100 million, I guess, moving forward. Give me the logic of what Denver did and what Miami is doing.
I don't like it for Denver because it sends the wrong message, which is, hey, we acquired Russell Wilson. We should be trying to win as many games as possible. It sends a terrible message that, hey, even though we may have hit on Baron Browning and certainly Randy Gregory was a big offseason acquisition, Bradley Chubb's a young, really productive pass rusher when he's healthy. So I want to keep those players even if I have to franchise them. Now, look, I'm sure what they're saying is we need a first-round pick to help with the offensive line or other ways to help Russell. But that's San Francisco's first-rounder. And, Dan, they're going to be playing meaningful games. I wouldn't be surprised if San Francisco's first-round pick was in the lower 20s. And for Miami, I like it from a standpoint of even though you have Jalen Phillips and Emmanuel Agba, you've really struggled getting to the quarterback. And for us to get to where we want to go, we got to beat Josh Allen. We got to beat Patrick Mahomes. And if we were drafting in next year's first round, as you mentioned, if we're good on Tua, pass rush is the likely place they would have gone anyway.
Give me the move that happened or didn't happen that will have the biggest impact on the end of the end of the season.
you know, Dan, it's easy for me. I mean, it's shocking that we're talking about an NFC North team adding a wide receiver, and it's not the Green Bay Packers. You know, one of the things, like, when you have the privilege of running an NFL team, you have to have the wherewithal to say, hey, our plan is firmly etched in pencil, and we're going to move on from Davante Adams. We're going to take Christian Watson in the second round, Romeo Doubs in the fourth, but we have an all-time great quarterback right now who's much closer to the end than the beginning. So go get Jerry Jeudy. Go get Chase Claypool. Go help him win right now. And the fact that the Packers didn't, to me, is very meaningful, where, look, the Bears aren't going to win the division, but Claypool is going to be a good player. That helps Justin Fields. And then you've got Minnesota sitting there with six wins, Dan, and they add a good player in TJ Hockenson.
But I don't understand, if it's obvious to us, Mike, then why didn't the Packers make a move?
Well, you know, the word on the street was they were interested in Claypool, and maybe they just felt it wasn't worth a second-round pick. And look, I've been there with Brett Favre. I've been there with Vinny Testaverde, with quarterbacks at the end of their career. And when those windows are closing, you want to do everything within reason. And I think what happens sometimes in Green Bay is you can lack a sense of urgency because you don't have an owner. And look, they've done a great job. Matt LaFleur, Brian Gutekunst, they have a really good record. I just think they made a mistake by not doing, you know, what a lot of other teams did yesterday, which is to help them coming down the stretch here. Now, with that said, Dan, if they come out of this with Odell Beckham Jr. in the next week or two, you know, then we'll give him credit then. But that's the one player that's out there of consequence that can help them in a meaningful way.
Chase Claypool frustrates me because I think he looks the part. He doesn't always play the part. Why is that?
A lot of young receivers come out of college exactly that way. They're not great route runners. They're also very young, somewhat immature. He's a guy that, let's face it, had some growing up to do, which I think he was starting to do that. I think there was some humility that guys like George Pickens were just getting more playing time. And sometimes when you go to the next team, you benefit. Like, I know when we acquired Santonio Holmes, that was humbling for him to get traded from the Steelers to the Jets. So it could be an opportunity. And really what I would tell him if I was a GM of the Bears, Dan, is very simple. Like, the slate is completely clean. You can grow in a meaningful way with Justin Fields for the next 10 years and make a lot of money right here in Chicago, or in a year and a half, you could be on your third team in 3 years and be a journeyman. So the pen is in your hand. What kind of career do you want to have?
And I couldn't help but think of Laramie Tunsil yesterday because of the draft capital that you got for Laramie Tunsil. And that turns out that you're able to use it for Bradley Chubb, Jalen Waddle, and Tyreek Hill. That seems like a one-sided trade if you looked at, you know, a lot of times we look at trades, Mike, and we go, oh, man, they got the better end of this because we look at what happens immediately. You got to play the long game sometimes where you go, oh, that's right, they got those draft picks from the Texans for Laramie Tunsil.
And that's one of the reasons, candidly, Bill O'Brien's not in Houston anymore. Bill O'Brien may be a good coach, but he turned out not to be a good GM, you know, with the Tunsil trade, DeAndre Hopkins, amongst the others. So, you know, credit Miami for doing that. And when you look at even the trade back, where they traded back with the 49ers when San Francisco traded up last year for Trey Lance, they came out of that with both Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill. So they have some great players in Hill, Waddle, and Chubb. The question for Miami now is, can Tua stay at that level consistently and healthy? Can Chubb stay healthy, which he's struggled with? And now we got these pieces. Can we close the gap meaningfully on Kansas City and Buffalo?
And I'll go back to the deals that were made by two other teams in the NFC North. If you would have said two teams are going to pick up receivers in the NFC North, I know the Lions aren't going to be one of those. You would have assumed that it would be the Packers and the Vikings, and the fact that it's the Bears and the Vikings. And TJ Hockenson, for a team that's had no production from their tight ends, I thought this was a sneaky great pickup for them.
Absolutely. And TJ Hockenson, Dan, he's a really good blocker. Like, he could capture the edge. And by the way, you got Dalvin Cook, so you could close games out. So that was a really good move. And by the way, like, I've been in Brian Gutekunst's shoes, the GM of the Packers. Like, he's walking into that building today and he's got 53 guys looking at him like, what's going on here? Like, what didn't you do? Like, we want to win right now. And look, you got to do things within reason and be judicious. We get that, Dan.
But what happens when Rodgers passes Brian Gutekunst in the hallway?
It's not good. And I got to tell you, I had great relationships with, like, some of the veterans, like the Bart Scotts of the world. I remember we once cut a player, Jericho Cotri, who was a B player and an A-plus person. And we moved on from him because we needed the spot. And I had, like, a a line in my office like, you screwed up, Mike. You can't do that. This guy solves problems for you. And I can imagine today Aaron Rodgers is pounding down that door like, what didn't you get done? Like, why do you think we're a better team today? We know Watson can't stay healthy. Dobbs has been really inconsistent. Why not go get a guy like Claypool or Judy or Brandon Cooks? Like, why didn't you do that? Like, it sends a horrible message. Now, with that said, the one thing they could do is go get Odell Beckham because, look, I know he's coming off of the ACL. He's not ready yet. But when he played in the last game we saw, Dan, including Aaron Donald, he was the best player on the field, and he just turned 30. So I think there's still good football left in him, and that's exactly the type of player they need.
Yeah, but he makes me nervous. That's two ACLs, Mike. And coming from somebody who's had seven knee surgeries, and I'm just trying to walk, let alone he's going out there trying to play after his second one. And I know a lot of people hold out a hope, and he's clickbait. They love to follow the stories. Speaking of clickbait, the Cowboys, I guess, were all in on Brandon Cooks to the very end and then didn't pull the trigger. I know he's expensive. He's productive. How surprised were you the Cowboys didn't make this move?
Really surprised. They have a championship defense. You know, outside of Aaron Donald, I think Micah Parsons may be the best non-quarterback on the planet. He is that transcendent. And when you have a window to win now, look, your quarterback, Dan, we could debate, is Dak the sixth best quarterback, the 12th? It really doesn't matter. He's a good quarterback with a great defense. And if you could get one more element on the perimeter that could really help guys like CeeDee Lamb. And look, like Dalton Schultz is good, not great, but you do have Tony Pollard. They are missing. Like, I think if they could have the one move back, moving on from Cooper was really a mistake because that's really what they need. They need somebody on the outside that can make plays. And that's what Brandon Cooks can do. He can take the top off of coverage. He can move the safety over. It opens up the middle of the field. And I think in hindsight, they wouldn't have cut Cooper, who was making just $20 million, which is reasonable in this day and age. And I would have extended a little bit to make sure that we at least got in Cooks.
Talking to Mike Tannenbaum, the ESPN NFL front office insider. Yeah, trying to figure out what the Cowboys were doing. And I thought, you know, Jerry loves shiny toys and you bring in another offensive weapon. But let me go back to Micah Parsons. You guys spent so much time studying who these, you know, draft eligible players are. He's a middle linebacker at Penn State, had tremendous athleticism. I go back to Aaron Donald. Like some of these guys where you go, how did people miss on them?
So Donald's easy. He isn't tall, and he plays a position that, let's face it, isn't a premier position. I mean, he wasn't like a pass-rushing defensive end. So that's why he wasn't a top five pick. There was real concerns that he was a little bit short, and coming out, he wasn't overly big. Okay. Obviously, that was a massive mistake. Parsons is really interesting because, Dan, like, it was a negative a little bit coming out. He was a little bit positionless from a standpoint. You're right. He was an off-the-ball middle linebacker at Penn State. So you actually couldn't see what he could do great, which was rush the passer. And sometimes that happens. Like, players play in different positions in college. And I think, look, he's a great player, but I give Dan Quinn a lot of credit because what he's been able to do is move him around, and it just puts him in, like, he gets him in a lot of one-on-one situations, and he's unblockable. And look, they got DeMarcus Lawrence last year. They also had Randy Gregory. But when you get Parsons one-on-one, he's hard to block, and you didn't see that a lot at Penn State. You saw him dropping. You could see him run. You could see the athleticism. Yeah. But now what we're seeing, it translates to a great pass rusher as well.
I thought that they would use him in college like they did LeVar Arrington, where you just say, hey, we're going to line him up. You try to find him because he's coming after you. And that's where – and I did have a source who said, if somebody's willing to take the chance, Micah Parsons is the best defensive player in the draft. And
100, yep.
and we've seen that. I mean, he should be up there in the MVP race.
You know, Dan, if we owned a team and it wasn't a quarterback, I'm hard-pressed to think he wouldn't be the guy we would start our team with.
Oh, I like that. Hey, it's great to talk to you as always. And thanks for joining us, Mike.
Dan, really appreciate it. And hope those 7D surgeries serve you well.
Oh,
and
Yeah. That you would take me off the board. I had way too many red flags, not just my knees, by the way, but you would have taken me off the board.
But Dan, you got great intangibles, and you can help the team a lot either way.
Thank you, buddy. That's Mike Tannenbaum, the ESPN NFL front office insider. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com, or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Frank Isola, the Nets studio host and Sirius XM NBA Radio, the starting lineup and a contributor to Around the Horn. Pardon the interruption. Where do you want to start, Frank?
I think we should start here. I need to work on this show as well because I'm just like your crew. I don't subscribe to some of these websites and accounts. You guys are only reading up to where It starts where it says you have to subscribe. How great. So it was some huge breaking story. I love how you guys throw it out there. If anybody else has read the rest of the story, can you kind of call in and tell us what it's all about? That is absolutely brilliant. That's
yeah,
good.
There's cost-cutting measures here, Frank. You know, I don't work for ESPN anymore.
It's behind a paywall, guys. We can't tell you the rest of the story. We just saw that Daniel said we think he wants to sell the team. That's great.
All right. Help me understand. Let me play it for everybody. Here's Kevin Durant being asked the question yesterday.
When did you find out about Steve? How were you informed?
About 1:15, I woke up from my nap and turned to the right and seen it on ESPN.
And what were your, initial reaction? I mean, everybody knows what went on this summer, but what was your first thought when you saw that?
Shocked. I mean, you're always shocked when a move like this happens, but it's normal in the NBA. You know, so it's about getting ready for the game tonight. So it's a quick turnaround always in the league, you know, especially during the season. You know, you got practice games coming up, so you can't think too much about it. But it was on the mind for a little bit today.
Yeah. How could he be shocked? I'm shocked that he's shocked because he wanted this guy fired in the offseason. Do you think Nets management ran this by Kevin Durant?
Oh, come on. If they didn't, he clearly made it known over the summer. And Brian Lewis from the New York Post was the one who asked that question. I like Brian. But I really don't care what Kevin Durant was. It wasn't where were you when man landed on the moon. I don't care what Kevin Durant was doing. And to use the word shock, come on now, Kevin. Over the summer, the report came out that you said Sean Marks, the GM, Steve Nash, the head coach, go or I go. One or the other. Then they all came together and said, well, that's not going to happen. But come on, Dan, we've been doing this for a long time. When a superstar player comes out and says something like that, the clock is clearly ticking. You start off under Steve Nash 2-5. You cannot tell me that you're shocked and then chalk it up to, well, this is normal in the NBA. Really? Is it really normal? It happens all the time where a star player first demands to be traded. Then when that's not going to work out, he says, well, tell you what, get rid of the coach and the GM, then I'll come back. So Kevin Durant being slightly disingenuous there, I just wish someone had said to him, do you feel like what you did over the summer contributed at the very least to Steve Nash being fired? Because we all know that it did. Come on.
I would like for them to take some ownership here. I know it's not going to happen, but, you know, just say, look, you know, it didn't work out. We wanted him here. And you know what? I'll take part of the blame. Like I'd love for one of these guys to just do that, but they push it away. You know, then you got the Kyrie situation. They didn't even let him get in front of the media yesterday. Yeah. How does this play out with the Nets and or the NBA with Kyrie?
And to your point, too, about accountability, I always say, you know, the great thing about player empowerment is, you know, you get to call all the shots, but you're never held accountable when the whole thing falls apart. And that's kind of where Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant certainly are right now. I don't know how it's going to play out. If it's going to be Ime Udoka, and I get it, he coached there for 1 year, and Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, from everything that we've heard, they like Ime Udoka. I felt like they like Steve Nash. In fact, Monday night against Indiana, the Nets played really well. I had heard that on Saturday night, after they were terrible against Indiana, Steve Nash really lit into the players, including Kevin Durant. There was a little back and forth there. So this idea that he lost the locker room, then they wouldn't have competed like that on Monday night against Indiana. But to me, this is a Hail Mary by the organization for Ime Udoka. Let's see if he could save the season. It's still only November 2nd. So, you know, guys that were signed over the summer, they become eligible to be traded. You know, it's either starts December 15th or in January. So I still think there's a chance that something can happen. They'll revisit all those teams, Phoenix, Miami, who knows, maybe the Golden State Warriors. So I think all that stuff with Kevin Durant is going to start up again, especially if the Nets continue on this path where they're right now one of the worst teams in the Eastern Conference.
We know that you can't just have this transaction where you go, we're going to fire a coach and then we're going to hire a coach, and you do that over 48 or 72 hours. How long has this been in the works, do you think, behind the scenes?
You know, and it's a great point. I said the same thing. You know, who knows? How do you know that if when they first suspended, the Celtics suspended Ime Udoka, the Nets didn't reach out then? That's very possible. You cannot tell me that over the last 48 hours, you fired Steve Nash, you contacted the Boston Celtics, which is a complicated situation, and you almost have an agreement in place with Ime Udoka. I'm not buying that. So clearly, this has been something that's been going on for a while. Could it have been as far back as last week? Could it have been Saturday night after they lost to Indiana? Perhaps it started then. But the wheels have been turning on something like this because it's a very unique situation. The guy's currently suspended by his own team for a full season. He served right now, I think, it's about 30, 31 days, and it looks like he could be coaching the Nets at some point this weekend or maybe next week.
I don't understand how the Celtics can go, oh, you want him? He was coach of the Air Force. You can have him. We don't want any compensation. Yeah. Like, that would really concern me. If I'm a Celtic fan, you have all the leverage here. Yeah, why not say, we want a first-round pick for the guy who was the coach of the year? Granted, he's suspended, but if I'm the Nets and I'm getting Udoka, do I know exactly what happened with the Boston Celtics with that relationship?
And I think part of it, too, is getting off of his money. So now you don't have to worry about negotiating a buyout with him, which I think that was probably a settlement, I should say. Okay. That was going to be the situation with Ime Udoka. But to your point, and now I think the Celtics could – This could cause some trouble in their locker room as well, because Ime Udoka, obviously popular with the players there, especially the star players, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart. Wouldn't they be saying, well, hang on a second. He can't coach our team, but he's allowed to go coach a team in our division, a team that we lost to 2 years ago in the playoffs, and he gets to coach Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving now, but he can't coach us. We just went to a finals. That doesn't make any sense.
Does the NBA engage with Kyrie Irving here?
I don't know. It seems like they're a little late on it. I mean, they did come out and release a statement last week. Kyrie Irving's name was not included in the statement. Also, the Players Association released a statement. I think it was yesterday. Kyrie Irving's name was not mentioned in the statement. I just don't understand why Kyrie Irving, I have a funny feeling that he didn't watch the entire documentary. Why he just doesn't come out and say, I heard about this documentary, what my friend or what I read about it, I had no idea it included all these
anti-Semitic tropes. But he doesn't apologize, Frank.
And you know, and Dan, the problem is, if he apologized and explained it like that, I think most people would say, yeah, I understand. And people want to be forgiving. Instead, he's digging his heels in, except he did take the post down, the social media post. Yeah. And in the way that he played last night, I don't know, maybe he heard what Charles Barkley and the gang was saying about him during the pregame, because Kyrie Irving had played very well up until last night. Last night, he was completely out of it, did not score a point until the fourth quarter. He just wasn't himself. So clearly, the pressure and the stress of everything that's going on, I think, is finally getting to him.
Great to talk to you as always, Frank. Thanks for joining us.
Good seeing you guys. Take care.
Frank Isola. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
We'll talk to Marcellus Wiley, former defensive end, host of More To It podcast on Dan Patrick Podcast Network. He'll join us in a moment. His interview this week is with a former teammate, LaDainian Tomlinson. And here is a clip where LT talks about reuniting with his father.
You reconciled your relationship with your father. Talk about mending that fence and how it all came full circle. Playing ball, daddy and I back with a great relationship and heading to the league.
Man, it was one of the greatest moments in my life. Not understanding much about my father. Now, to understand, my father was older. You know, he was, let me do the math, 40, late 40s. Yeah,
that's me.
So when he had me, he was late 40s. So I didn't get a chance to really know him until I got to college. And I can go back, you know, home and visit him. And we used to sit on that porch, Marcellus. Mm. Me and my pops just sit on the porch and talk. And I got a chance to understand a lot about myself talking to him.
That's LT, and it's the latest podcast from Marcellus Wiley. More To It is the title, with Marcellus Wiley, wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, danpatrick.com. Marcellus joins us on the program. Again, give me the move yesterday that happened or didn't happen where you went, things that make you go,
Oh, man, a lot of chips are getting pushed into the middle. A lot of teams are going all in. You gotta love what you see out of these Miami Dolphins right now in a situation where they feel like they have what they need to get over the hump. And when you go out there and you get a pass rusher and you get a guy as tremendous as they did, and all of a sudden you start to look at this team and you start to see how complete it looks. I've always been a believer in Tua, never understood why he didn't have enough equity in terms of being a potential franchise quarterback. Obviously got a little derailed this year because of the concussion and everything that happened earlier, but this team believes in him now to the point where now they're pushing their chips in the middle and say, let's get over this hump.
Okay, but if I compare Miami to Buffalo now, how does Miami compare after adding Bradley Chubb?
Yeah, I mean, Buffalo's a better team. I was answering the question to the terms of which team did the best to improve their chances, but look at Buffalo. They're already close, if not the favorite to win it all. Been scratching at it, clawing at it. Obviously, KC has been a barrier for them, but Buffalo seems like the team that's poised to do it, not only because of their issues of coming up just so short, but also the fact that they've still added talent and Josh Allen's playing at MVP level.
Packers didn't do anything. But why are we surprised that they didn't do anything? They don't do anything during the draft for Aaron Rodgers. Why would we think they were going to do something at the trade deadline?
You know, I think that's the greatness of Aaron Rodgers that makes us always think that something else is around the corner. Whether it's every single draft, you're waiting for that receiver to get drafted and they never do it in the first round, early rounds. And then you say, well, it's Aaron Rodgers. He'll make up for the difference. And then even for this, the trade deadline, you're thinking, oh, they're going to do something. Oh, they're doing it. Well, Aaron Rodgers will make up the difference. There's something about Aaron Rodgers in that building and his command. Obviously, we know he's eating up a ton of that salary cap and his four MVPs and his greatness as a Super Bowl champion. But sometimes I think it gets exaggerated. They're thinking a little too much about Aaron Rodgers and him fixing all problems.
Yeah, but I wonder what that's like when Brian Gutekunst, the GM, passes Aaron Rodgers in the hallway today.
Well, I think Brian gets out the way more than Aaron gets out of his way. I've seen that before. I remember the days where Marty Schottenheimer and his greatness, and he was a San Diego Charger coach, 14-2. But him and the general manager and A.J. Smith had such a beef that when they saw each other in the hallway, they immediately would go back into their offices. Like, they couldn't even walk down the hallway at the same time. Let's just say that that organization at that time wasn't functional.
And Chase Claypool, he looks like he's great. He's just not great. What? And now he goes to the Bears. I thought that might be the Packers might look at taking Chase, you know, making a trade with, you know, for Chase Claypool.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in Chase Claypool, but I've always been fooled by the talent lens. Like, I just look at an athlete and the tangibles just jump out at you to the point where you're like, he's big, he's fast, he can catch, he can run good routes. Like, that's the man. But he's had some issues in terms of focus and distractions that I think Pittsburgh said enough is enough. Let's get rid of him while the talent is there still, and we can see the other teams still find value in him.
We're talking to Marcellus Wiley, the former NFL defensive end and host of More To It, the podcast on the Dan Patrick Network. We talk about OBJ as if OBJ is going to come back and he's going to change a team. He's had two surgeries on that same knee. And at that position, with what he relies on, what exactly would you expect whoever picks up OBJ for the second half of the season? What are they getting?
One, they're getting energy. The thing about OBJ, he plays his best when he's in the room. His energy, the osmosis of that energy is contagious. Like, everyone feels it. Everyone believes in his higher potential. He's one of those guys because he's made those highlight plays. He became a superstar in the NFL, and you can count those guys on two hands. He became one of the guys that everyone looked up to in some form or fashion of like, wow, he's killing it. When that guy's on your roster and he still looks like a semblance of that, you believe in it. It's just that simple. Until he proves you wrong, you're always going to give him the benefit of the doubt. So with OBJ, I still think you're going to get some potential. This is a dude last time healthy was about to win the Super Bowl MVP, but then got injured. So I think they still believe in him.
Why is it every surgery on an athlete is successful?
Because you're listening to the doctor. He has business to run. Every single time he cuts you open and then he closes you up, and you're not bleeding anymore, success. That's it.
How many surgeries did you have?
I think like nine. Back, abdominal wall, shoulder, Achilles, foot. Did I say my knee? About six. Tonsillitis doesn't count.
Is that a lot, though, for an NFL player, six surgeries?
I would say it's about, for a guy who started, who got some reps in there, a little below average, maybe average. But the thing is, I had horrible timing. Mine came first year starter, contract year, in my prime. Like, they were like, ooh, Wiley's amazing. Damn, what happened to that dude? That's what happened.
Yeah, I always say when, you know, they're like, oh, it's minor surgery. Minor surgery is when it's on somebody else.
Yes, yes. It's crazy because, man, every time you go under, this is the toughest part about surgery. It's not your injury. It's not your surgery. It's not even your rehab. The toughest part is getting back on that field and playing with the same trust and recklessness as you did before. So that sixth gear, that Ferrari sixth gear that you rarely touch when you were in the zone, when you had the glow, Bruce Leroy, when you're that guy and then you get hurt, you have to climb back up that hill, that mountain, physically, surgery, rehab, but mentally is the hardest part, to plant that flag back and say, I'm back. Most guys don't get back to that place. Somehow, some way, some fear kicks in.
We had a conversation last hour with Mike Tannenbaum, former GM in the NFL. I said, you can start your team with anybody. Let's take away all the quarterbacks. Is it obvious who you would start your team with? Non-quarterback.
Oh, wow. Non-quarterback. Aaron Donald just jumped in my head, and he took up most of the space. T.J. Watt jumped in my head. He took up most of the space.
Micah Parsons?
Oh, Micah Parsons, amazing. Yeah. I've seen more from those other guys than Micah Parsons, but hey, Micah Parsons as well. I certainly would go defender and more than likely an edge rusher. I wouldn't be fooled by a receiver, because a receiver is a dependent position. You need your quarterback. I wouldn't be thinking running back, obviously not the same impact. It will be a defender, one of those three names, but probably Aaron Donald, more T.J. Watt.
What about Myles Garrett?
He's a monster. He's a lot to deal with. For that size, still has the quickest get-off in the NFL as they time it. Unreal. Maybe it's the Cleveland effect, like they just don't get over the hump. Something about he doesn't make the same impact plays when they count the most, as I've seen from T.J. Watt and Aaron Donald.
Your current MVP is?
I mean, Josh Allen last game kind of made me say, should I keep saying he's playing at MVP level? But look, he's already set a standard right now. And because Buffalo is playing so well, I would say all things considered, Josh Allen. Look, you look at Jalen Hurts right now. He's like, dude, I'm perfect. Like, my team is perfect. I know it's not all because of me, but everyone said this team would fail or succeed based on Jalen Hurts. Well, they're perfect, unblemished. Got to be Jalen Hurts in that conversation as well.
More likely to make the playoffs, the Rams or the Chargers?
Go Chargers. I say Chargers. They don't have the hangover effect that the Rams are dealing with, on top of some futile play, on top of Matthew Stafford's not completely healthy right now. So with Justin Herbert and his team getting healthy, Keenan Allen's back, you start to look, get Bosa back later in the season, I say the Chargers make a late run.
The best quarterback performance you ever witnessed up close was turned in by who?
Oh, man. Dante Culpepper. Early Randy Moss, Chris Carter. I think it's Randy Moss's rookie year when he had 17 touchdowns. And I remember in prep for that game, coach was saying, Randy Moss is faster than you see on film. And then we were like, yeah, okay, he's a rookie. Like, no one gave him that much credit. He's still a rook. We get in the game and we're up. And we're in the dome and they're piping in false music and noise and like illegal stuff. It's just loud. And all of a sudden it's quiet because we're up. And then we have the ball and it's like a few seconds left to go, something like that. And coach said, bro, I remind you, Moss is faster. Now, we done played 58 minutes. We know how fast he is. We are all right. We're winning. We're good. And we went in some prevent defense, which basically means it prevents you from winning the game. And so we're like 90 yards back. Even the D-line is like 20 yards back. And Randy Moss did one of those. And Culpepper, get your roll on Culpepper, threw the ball to the moon. It came back down. The astronaut was Randy Moss in the end zone, and they ended up beating us. That was crazy. He had an electric game that time.
Culpepper was bigger than you, wasn't he?
Yeah, in many ways, like physically, his stature. People forget Culpepper was a dude in this league. Doing a get your roll on, he had a little phenomenon following him at a time. He was a beast, but he could play the ball. He could spin it, man. And when he had Moss and Carter, it was silly.
Then he got hurt. Never the same.
Yeah, that prime. I told you, man. Never. It's not the injuries. It's coming back to think you could do the same thing you did pre-injury. Most athletes I've ran into have actually failed that test. It's crazy.
Great to talk to you again. Congrats on the podcast success. It's more to it with Marcellus Wiley talks to LaDainian Tomlinson. And once again, the podcast is not just about the sport. It's about the person. And that's what I love. What you went a deep dive with LaDainian Tomlinson. Thank you, Marcellus.
All right. Thank you, Dad. Talk to you soon.
Marcellus Wiley, former NFL defensive end. And you can get that podcast at danpatrick.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know what
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
What makes a Mercedes-Benz EV different? Electric is what gets you there, but Mercedes is what moves you, like no other automaker can. The vehicle, all electric, the feeling, all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.